Good morning. I'm Pat Carrigan. Glad to have you along for the ride this morning. And I'm joined in the studio by a couple of very busy gentlemen at this time of the week. Ryan Rabellino is here and Roger Hebert is here. They are the co-chairs of something you've come to know and love in Sonoma County. It's the Battle of the Brews coming up Saturday, at the fairgrounds. And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Pat.
I can't believe this is the 22nd annual Battle of the Brews.
I know it's been a long-held tradition, and we're excited to bring it to new heights this year.
That's Ryan, by the way.
Oh, yeah, my apologies.
That's okay.
But yeah, we're excited to bring Battle of the Brews to new heights this year. The Sonoma County Fire Relief beer event will have nearly 100 breweries, over 250 beers on tap, and all the proceeds that were are generated from the event will help groups and organizations that are assisting fire victims.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And a very nice addition to the Battle of the Brews this year. It's at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Now, I know you can't really answer this until Saturday afternoon when the event takes place, but how much space are you planning on taking up at the fairgrounds this weekend?
This year, we're actually with the growth. Normally, we're just in Grace Pavilion. This year, we're also going to be in the Hall of Flowers next store, so we'll be increasing space by about 66%.
Yeah, that's a big addition right there.
And with 30 more breweries than last year, that's going to be shorter lines, more beer, and easier to get around.
I think everybody will go for the shorter lines part of it because this is such a popular event that it's sometimes you do have to be patient when you are trying to taste beers. But it's not, and by the way, for those of you asking, no, they did not bring beer with them this morning. And no, we are not drinking beer at 9:07 in the morning. So you're saving it all for Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. The best part is in case it rains, we do have canopies. We're doing two entrances to get people in faster, so there's less waiting in line to get in as well. And helps everyone stay dry.
Yeah, it's a rain or shine event. I mean, you know, people are willing to go in any case. How many people usually show up for this event?
We usually have about 2,000 people, and we're looking at 2,500, possibly more. And for those concerned about the weather, just remember, once you're in the door, it's an all indoor event, so you will not be having to worry about.
You will not
the rain.
be impeded by the showers. And okay, so let's say somebody, hard to imagine, but somebody who's never been to the Battle of the Brews, you walk in the door and you see what?
Oh my goodness! Well, it depends. We're going to have an entry into the Hall of Flowers and the Grace Pavilion.
Okay.
You're going to see signage from breweries across our county and even from other parts of the
state. And did you say 100 breweries are represented, Roger?
Yeah, just under 100, and some are bringing two beers, some five. I think one's even bringing eight beers to
one
taste.
Single purveyor.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Okay. It's not all about the beer, though. There is actually some food involved, too, right?
Yeah.
Always a good idea.
Yep. We're over 30 restaurants. Everything's served in bite-sized forms, so you get to taste from all kinds of different restaurants as well as tasting all kinds of different beers.
And one of the questions I always have in an event like this is a lot of times you'll buy your ticket and you'll go in and you'll get like three tastings or three tastes. What's the case with Battle of the Brews?
So Battle of the Brews, with your ticket, once you are in the door, you are set for the day. You have a cup and in theory you could try, hundreds of beers. Due to the volume, you'll probably be more selective, but, that goes as the case with food as well. You can try food from different restaurants. It's all included with your ticket price.
And it's $50 to get in?
For the main event, and we also have a VIP craft cup portion for 3 hours preceding that, starting at noon. Some higher end restaurants, limited release craft beers. There's even live music. We're gonna have three live bands. So
that's right. Some pretty big names are coming to play on Saturday as well. We know about McKenna Faith. We know about Cover Me Bad too.
And Pat Joyner will also be joining us.
Oh, fantastic! Pat Jordan's the best. Great band. So I'm wondering if the Sonoma County Sheriffs will be parked out front as a general matter, of course, or obviously some responsibility is essential in this afternoon-long event.
Yeah, so we are going to have police on site, but usually they're just there for observation. We haven't had any major issues in the past, but we will also have first responders, police, and fire actually attending the event as patrons. So they'll be there enjoying it as well. And in light of the fires, you know, we are wanting to recognize them and thank them for their service.
And I think that's fantastic and certainly well-deserved. And as we have moved along, I mean, hard to believe that we're almost at the six-month point after the fires. And we still, the gratitude is unerring. And, you know, I think that will always be the case with first responders here in Sonoma County and in the North Bay, too. So it's really nice that you're not only, you know, honoring them and placing some profits for this event into the places that need it. In fact, Roger, why don't you tell me about the places who are going to benefit from Saturday's event?
The three main benefactors that we've earmarked most of the net proceeds for is COTS Community for the Shelterless, YMCA and Redwood Empire Food Bank to cover shelter and food for those that are still need it most.
And there are those people, but three great organizations that are going to benefit from this thing. But mostly it's fun. It's just plain fun. It's hard to describe the gathering because so many different kinds of people. I mean, everybody who loves beer goes, right?
Yeah, I get people from all over the county and outside too. I think we have people from Florida and New York even coming up that have reached out to us to come.
Yeah, we have people from at least a half dozen states. People are coming far and wide, and it's pretty amazing to see the outpouring of support for this event. It's going to be a great time, but at the end of the day, it's also going to be for a great cause. So
absolutely, a great dual purpose there. And it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, 22 years ago when Battle of the Brews started, of course, we were known as the wine country then. But because of the evolution, we've become so much more than that. Obviously, the craft beers that are being made here in Sonoma County, and obviously the food that's available, making it really kind of a wine and foodie destination vacation for people. So I'm sure that there'll be a lot of folks from out of town at this event. Congratulations, 22 years in.
Oh, thank you so
much. And no end in sight.
Yeah.
So give us the hours, and if you have tickets, how you can get tickets prior to or tickets at the door.
So the VIP Craft Cup begins at 12 noon and will go until 3 p.m. And then right after that, patrons at the Craft Cup can continue enjoying the event, but the doors will open for the main event from 3 to 7.
3 to 7.
We do have the tap shut off at 6 for some, you know, regulatory reasons and to kind of provide a buffer to...
Sure.
You know,
it's like being at a baseball game.
Driver,
sure.
What have you. But the VIP Craft Cup tickets are $100 and the main event tickets $50. And you can either purchase them the day of the event at the front of the Grace Pavilion. You can also purchase them online at firereliefbeerevent.com.
Easy to remember, firereliefbeerevent.com. You probably didn't have to fight anybody for that domain name, did you?
No, surprisingly not.
It's fantastic. Well, congratulations on 22 years and counting. Ryan and Roger, thanks for being here this morning and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Pat.
I don't think you're going to need very much of that luck part.